Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about this news that came out just in the last few days, that the number of people on federal disability exceeds the population of New York City, over 8.7 million. That is really a staggering figure once you hear it. And tell us what has led to this trend and this this number of people on disability.
Well, I think a lot of people really haven't been aware of how many people have actually been on Social Security disability and what this Social Security disability system is really composed of. You know, these people who are receiving Social Security disability, on average, they're receiving approximately $1,100 a month. So it's really not that much money.
Yeah.
And the reason they're getting this disability is because they're sick, disabled, they're unable to perform the duties of any occupation, and that's the reason why they're applying. But I think the reason why we've seen some major increases recently is because of the fact that, you know, we started with this recession back in 2007, and hopefully we're starting to come out of that. But in any recession, there's less jobs, and you tend to see more people applying. And you have to understand that 3 million people in 2011 applied for this disability. Only approximately 15 to 20% of them were actually approved. And as we sit here today in 2012 of July, there's almost 900,000 people who are just waiting for decisions and are backlogged because of the fact that their initial claim has been delayed and they're either appealing it or filing lawsuits to get paid. So, you know, this program has a lot of issues that are going on. Some other statistics that are interesting is that this Social Security disability program is paying out over $10.6 billion a month. And it's running at a major deficit of over $50 billion a year. So how much longer is this Social Security disability program going to be able to run is the big question. And also, is this Social Security disability program artificially deflating our unemployment rate? Are people going on Social Security disability instead of seeking potentially unemployment benefits?
Is there any evidence, Gregory, that there may be fraud in it as well, that people who, you know, maybe they're borderline or maybe they're not disabled at all, but they're taking advantage of it for economic reasons?
You know, there's no evidence, and even Social Security disability will tell you that there's any fraud. It's a very, very difficult process to get approved, whether you're applying for Social Security disability benefits or even private disability insurance. You know, when you only have 10 to 15% of people getting approved, and the Social Security Disability Administration has thousands of employees who go very detailed, look through the medical records, speak with the applicants' treating doctors, interview the claimants, and do tons and tons of background checks, even doing things like video surveillance of the claimants, it's very, very difficult for any fraud to go through. But like any type of insurance or government benefit, whether it's unemployment benefits or private disability insurance or health insurance, there's always going to be people who are going to try to commit fraud, and that's a criminal activity. That's clearly not the issue here as to what's going on.
How has the trend been? I mean, obviously, when it hits, you know, a population that exceeds that of New York City, it does make a news story. But what was it last year or 5 years ago? Is this something that is kind of surprising this year?
I mean, it is. There's been an increase of, from when this recession began in what we'll say 2007, there's been a 17% rise in the number of people that are receiving these disability payments. So if we're looking over just past the past 5 years, we've increased the Social Security disability payroll by 17%, and we're adding 1 million people every single year to Social Security disability. That, to me, that's a gigantic increase.
Have we seen, I guess, and I'm not sure exactly how to ask this question, but have we seen a similar increase in the private disability insurance programs? Because from what I understand, at least the story that I read, people who take out private disability insurance with their employer or whatever, they also are required by their disability insurance provider to apply for the Social Security disability insurance as well. Is that right?
Right. So what we have, you're correct. So the increases would be somewhat similar, but we have to look at the total work pool in the United States, which we have 142 million working Americans.
Yeah.
And of those 142 million workers, approximately 35% of them actually have private disability insurance provided to them through their employer.
Oh, okay.
That's a very large pool. Of those people who actually apply for this private disability insurance, about 79 to 80% of them actually also qualify for Social Security disability. So what the private disability insurance companies do is they have language in their policies which tell these employees that you have to also apply for Social Security disability. And if you get the Social Security disability, we're not going to pay you the amount of money that Social Security disability is paying you that we were supposed to pay you. So you have these private disability insurance companies that are even further shifting the burden to the U.S. government and the Social Security disability program, which is continuing to contribute to this deficit. So we have private enterprise that could help out the government and go ahead and pay what people are receiving from Social Security disability, but instead they're just throwing more problems towards the U.S. government, creating more debt for them to pay out this Social Security disability, which really isn't fair.
Our guest today, go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I just want to tell you one other thing that's a little bit difficult with the program is that, you know, right now when you have almost 9 million people on this program, only 0.4% of these people ever return to the workforce. So it's kind of like once they're on it, it's not like unemployment where you get it for 90 days, 6 months, maybe a year. Once people are on this program, they're on it, and there's no incentive for them to come off of it.
Oh, wow. All right. Our guest today, Gregory Michael Dell. Gregory, is there a website or a place people can go to find out more?
Sure. My website is diattorney.com, and I could also be reached toll-free at 800-228-7583, and we're always available to answer questions for anything related to disability insurance claims.
All right. Appreciate your time this morning, Gregory. Take care.
Thank you.